Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book How to Be an Adult in Relationships by David Richo. Throughout our lives, we engage in various relationships, with family, friends, romantic partners, and even colleagues. These relationships not only shape who we are but also play a significant role in our overall well-being and happiness. However, despite their importance, many of us find ourselves struggling to navigate the complex dynamics that come with interpersonal connections. In his compelling and transformative book, How to Be an Adult in Relationships, renowned psychotherapist David Richo offers invaluable insights and guidance to help us develop and maintain healthy, authentic, and fulfilling relationships. Drawing upon his extensive experience and the wisdom of psychology and spirituality, Richo provides us with a comprehensive roadmap to navigate the often treacherous waters of human connections, a roadmap that encourages personal growth, self-awareness, and self-compassion. To truly grasp the profound impact of Richo's message, let's delve into a detailed example that highlights the challenges many of us face in our relationships and the wisdom provided in this guide. Imagine a couple named Sarah and Mark, who have been dating for a few months. Initially, they were inseparable. They spent countless hours together, exploring their shared interests and discovering new experiences. However, as time went on, patterns began to emerge that created tension between them. One of these patterns was Sarah's tendency to feel overwhelmed by Mark's need for constant communication. Mark, an enthusiastic and extroverted individual, loved staying constantly connected through calls, texts, and even social media. While Sarah appreciated his affection, she began feeling suffocated and drained from the perpetual attention-seeking behavior. This eventually led to a series of arguments, leaving both partners frustrated and questioning the viability of their relationship. This is where David Richo's teachings come into play. Throughout How to Be an Adult in Relationships, Richo emphasizes the importance of clear and compassionate communication while setting healthy boundaries. He encourages individuals to explore their own needs, desires, and fears, as well as those of their partners, to create an atmosphere of understanding and respect. For Sarah and Mark, this meant having an open and honest conversation about their respective communication preferences. Sarah expressed her need for occasional space and clarified that it had nothing to do with her feelings towards Mark. Understanding this, Mark adjusted his behavior, ensuring he gave Sarah the space she required, ultimately strengthening their bond rather than stifling it. Through Richo's teachings, Sarah and Mark were able to develop a more mature relationship, one based on mutual understanding, acceptance, and compassionate communication. This introductory example offers a mere glimpse into the transformative power of How to Be an Adult in Relationships. In the pages that follow, David Richo guides readers in re-evaluating their own approaches to relationships, urging them to confront their fears, develop healthy communication skills, and cultivate genuine intimacy. Through numerous relatable examples, practical exercises, and profound insights, Richo equips readers with the tools necessary to navigate the intricate terrain of relationships and foster personal growth along the way. So, if you find yourself craving deeper connections, yearning for more authentic intimacy, or simply searching for a guide to navigate the complexities of human relationships, How to Be an Adult in Relationships offers a beacon of hope. With this remarkable book as your companion, you'll embark on a transformative journey towards cultivating healthier, more fulfilling relationships and embracing your truest, most authentic self. We will now examine the top three essential ideas from this book in the upcoming text. 1. Being an adult in relationships means taking responsibility for our own actions, emotions, and communication. 2. Healthy relationships require a balance of autonomy and intimacy, where both individuals maintain their own identities while fostering a deep connection. 3. To cultivate love and lasting relationships, we must practice honesty, trust, and compassion, while letting go of unrealistic expectations and attachments to outcomes. As they implement the book's teachings, Anna and Mark start to see positive changes in their relationship. Anna learns to identify and express her needs and frustrations in a constructive manner. Instead of bottling up her emotions and giving the silent treatment, she takes the initiative to have open conversations with Mark. For example, when she feels unheard or dismissed, Anna chooses to calmly express her feelings and explain why she is upset. She communicates her needs, expectations, and boundaries to Mark in a clear and assertive manner. This shift allows Mark to better understand her perspective and prompts him to respond in a more receptive and supportive way. By taking responsibility for her emotions and using healthy communication strategies, Anna sets the stage for productive dialogue and conflict resolution. Similarly, Mark acknowledges his tendency to avoid difficult conversations and recognizes the negative impact it has had on their relationship. He begins to actively engage in honest and open communication with Anna. Instead of pretending everything is fine, he becomes more vulnerable and transparent about his feelings and concerns. For instance, when he realizes that he is avoiding discussing a sensitive topic, Mark takes a deep breath and initiates a conversation with Anna. He shares his worries, fears, and insecurities, allowing Anna to understand his perspective more deeply. By taking responsibility for his actions and actively participating in difficult conversations, Mark fosters a stronger sense of trust and intimacy in their relationship. As Anna and Mark continue to practice taking responsibility for their own actions and communication, they notice a significant improvement in their conflicts and overall relationship dynamics. They develop a deeper understanding of each other's needs, desires, and triggers, which helps them navigate challenges with empathy and compassion. In addition, they become more self-aware and accountable for their mistakes and shortcomings. Instead of blaming each other or playing the victim, they acknowledge their own contributions to conflicts and take steps to make amends. For example, when Anna unintentionally hurts Mark's feelings with a thoughtless comment, she quickly recognizes her mistake and apologizes sincerely. She takes responsibility for her words and commits to being more mindful and considerate in the future. Mark, too, acknowledges his role in their disagreements and actively works on developing better conflict resolution skills. Overall, by embracing personal responsibility, Anna and Mark transform their relationship into one built on trust, respect, and growth. They thrive as individuals, continually evolving and learning from their experiences, and as a couple, they build a solid foundation of open and honest communication. In conclusion, being an adult in relationships is about taking ownership of our actions, emotions, and communication. It is the commitment to self-awareness, personal growth, and taking responsibility for our role in conflicts. Through the story of Anna and Mark, we see how practicing personal accountability and improving communication skills can lead to a more fulfilling and harmonious relationship. This key takeaway from How to Be an Adult in Relationships offers valuable insights and practical advice for anyone seeking to build healthier and more meaningful connections with their loved ones.